Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
remembering.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
long, how I long
once more to be,
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious,
precious years
of memory,
of memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long,
how I long
once more to be,
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious,
precious
of memory,
of memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
love, with my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this evening, we're asking, Father, for the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us the guidance that we need, and to take us into the depth of this, your word, so that we, Father, can walk with our faith stronger, walk in unbelief, walking in the Spirit, coming closer to the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day. Now, Father, let the words spoken this evening be yours and not mine. And I'm asking this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to be talking with you this evening from Acts 24. But you know, we're living in a day and time where it's not going to be long until the Lord's going to be coming for his church. And we're learning things each and every day that we didn't understand before, that is not being taught in the church, because our church started back about 50, 60 years back, getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and further and further and further away from the truth of God's word. And we were warned in his word that this was going to happen. His children today, those that are claiming to be his children today, have no idea what it means to be a born-again child of God. Because it's not being taught and hasn't been for many, many years in our churches. They have who they really are as the child of God. We find, since we've been going through Acts, we've gotten into where Paul has been facing a lot of hardships, all kinds of hardships. And the last couple of the services I've had with you, we have found where he had been locked up with bonds. Well, this evening, he's still bound. But what I want you to really see and to understand is how he is accepting what he is having to go through. Because we need to see the example that he is setting for you and I. So as we go now here into the 24th chapter of Acts, verse 1. And after 5 days, Ananias, the high priest, descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. You see, it wasn't just the average person that was against Paul. It was the religious people of that day and time. The high priest, Stephen, is against him. And they're spreading even things about him that are not so. Just as you and I today, when we actually teach this word of Almighty God without going contrary to some of it, they don't want to hear you and I. They'll talk about us. They'll do everything they can do to put us down because they do not want to hear the word of God and to know how far away from God they are. They want to do things their own way. But you know, just because you say something is so, don't make it so. Unless it is in line with the word of God. Now, if it lines up with God's word, yes. But if they don't, then leave it alone. We know he's got those against him. And they're bringing before Felix. Here in verse 2, it says, and when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence. Now, here in 2, Tertullus is actually praising Ananias alienates and the priest. That's what he's doing. So we move on now to 3. He goes on, after praising him, he says, we accept it always and in all places, most notable Felix, with all thanksgivings. You see, they're looking at the ways of this world and the ways of those that are over, even though they are living contrary to the word of Almighty God. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldst hear us of thy clemency a few words. In other words, he's telling that he don't really want to bother him too long, but he does want him to hear what he's got to say, because he's getting ready to do his best to get Paul into all the trouble he could get him into. That's what he wanted to do. Here in verse 5. For we have found this man, Paul, a pestilent fellow and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He's calling him a pest. He's being a pest to him. Along with causing trouble, as he's playing here, throughout the world. And he goes on in 6 and he says, who also has gone about to profane the temple. Pardon me. Whom we took and would have judged according to our law. He said we would have took him and judged him according to our law. But the chief captain, Lysias, came upon us and with great violence took him away out of our hands. Well, we do know the captain did take him away from him because they were trying to beat him to death and would have if captain hadn't stepped in and taken him. Now, 8. Commanding his accusers to come unto thee by examining of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of all these things whereof we accuse him. He's letting them know that they've got a lot of things to accuse him of, but this captain is saving him, and now they can't be doing it. It says here in 9, and the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. Those Jews had been following him around, giving him a lot of grief and trouble. You see, they're there also. Now, then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, for as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself. He's letting the judge know that he also knows him and how long he's been a judge of that nation and that he is actually glad to answer to him and for himself. And verse 11. Because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. He said it's only been 12 days since I went up. This is Paul testifying for himself now. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues, nor in the city. He said, they really found me doing none of these things. But he says, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call hearsay, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. He's letting him know that he has been well schooled in the law and in the prophets. That he's been believing all things. But he goes on now, here in 15. And he's telling him, he says, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. He says, this is the main reason that you're after me. He goes on here in 16, and he says, herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. He's letting him know, I've got a clean, clear conscience, both before God and also before mankind. He goes on here in 17, he says, now after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings, because that's why he had went to Jerusalem. And he says, whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with turmoil. So they have not found me with any multitude or anything, or causing no ruckus. But they found me purified. But back then, before they would go in, they would wash and all to get purified and all. They had certain things to do. He says, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me. He said, those that had found me were the ones that should have been here. But they didn't have nothing that they could really bring against him with any proof. 20. Or else let these same here say if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council. He's letting them know straight out, you can't find nothing against me. Now, he goes on here and tells why. He says here in 21, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day. He said, that's the reason I'm here. It's because I believe in the resurrection of the dead. Because we know that false teaching didn't start until after the death and resurrection and the ascension into heaven of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Paul was on his way to lock up those that were followers of Jesus himself. Paul wasn't a good man in the beginning, and most of us are not. And you know, at times, and some that we see, and even hear in God's word, that God calls are some of the worst of mankind. And Paul was one of them. He'd been hauling people in to be jailed and to be killed for a long time. He was standing giving his voice to the killing of Stephen, one of the first deacons of the church. But you see, God knows each one of us. And he knows who he can really call and who will stand where he wants it. And today, there's not many out there that will. He told Felix, that's why he's been there and brought there before him. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lestrus, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. In other words, he's going to know more of the truth about what is going on once his chief captain comes down. Now, 23. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintances to minister or come unto him. Now, Paul is still being kept, but he does have the liberty to be with his people, to be able to visit with them, and them with him. He's got more room now, more freedom, as you call it. And here in 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. You see, Paul is not letting up. He may be in bonds and facing all these accusations, been beaten for it, but he's not letting up at all. How are you standing today? Are you standing against the things of this world today and not letting anything come between you and Almighty God? Not many are doing it. I'm talking about a few, and I mean very few. Well, actually, live their life with God as head of their life. They let the things of this world, they let family members and friends keep them away. But how are you standing? Are you really living for him? Are you really doing all you can do for him? Are you sharing him each and every day with everyone that's around you? They may not want to hear it. But it is your place to where when you are talking with them, that you are speaking the words of Almighty God. Not joking and cutting up and things that way, but that you are actually speaking the words of Almighty God. 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. You see, Felix was not a godly man either. And hearing what Paul is saying to him and to his wife Drusilla, Felix is trembling and answered, go thy way for this time. In other words, you don't leave me alone now, right now. And when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. In other words, when I really are going to have convenient time, I'll call for you again. 26. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. He was hoping Paul would offer him money to let him loose. So he was calling Paul pretty often to talk with him, waiting for Paul to offer money. Paul not doing it. Here's verse 27. But after 2 years, 2 years, Porcius, Festus, came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left all bound. It's been 2 years, and he is still bound. Because now Felix is wanting some others to hear him. Because they're doing everything they can do to get an excuse to get rid of Paul. And they're doing the same thing today. And Satan is out to do everything he can to God's people to drag them away from God. But we, as the children of God, must stand firm on God's word and not give in to Satan and go through whatever it is he brings to us, because we know if you are a born-again child of God, you know you are not alone. That Jesus and the Holy Spirit is right there with you. Because you see, in the beginning of service tonight, I told you that most people don't really know who they are in the Lord and what they have and what is expected of them. when Jesus was here on earth, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that done those miracles and things, working through Jesus. If you are a born-again child of God, you have got the same thing in you. Plus, you've also got the Lord Jesus Christ in you. It's there. You don't have to wait for it to come. It's always there in you. The power of God is there in you. What you have to learn is how to receive it, how to use it, because it was given to you for you to use. Now learn how to use it. He tells us all, just as he was sending his disciples out to go into all the world and preach the gospel, healing the sick. Why isn't it being done in our churches today? It's because they don't know anything about it, because they have not completed their work. We'll see someone going through something, and we'll say, well, see, they don't believe. No, that don't mean they don't believe. It means they do believe. And they are doing God's work. That's why Satan comes against them and will bring things against them. But it's what they are doing with it. Are they sitting down and staying away from God with it? Or are they actually going about God's business as they go through it? Because that's what we're supposed to do. We continue going through it. The Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit is with you. They're right there with you. They're giving you the strength and all to make it through. And we don't know how long it'll take to get through, but there will be an end to it. And let me tell you something. Once you make it through that, there'll be a blessing poured out upon you like you can hardly believe. That's all in God's Word. But when you don't want to get into God's Word to really see the truth, and getting it through prayer and with the Spirit of Almighty God, you're not going to understand. Because you haven't completed that work. Here he's been 2 years now, and Felix is leaving Paul bound, because he's also got others that he wants to bring Paul up in front of. It's a little early, but I'm not going to get into this next chapter tonight. But we're going to be continuing on with Paul. But I want you to think about what has been said tonight. Go back. And as Dennis this morning talked, was teaching you. And can you remember now where he was teaching you from? Read Ephesians. Read it again. Read it slowly. Not just reading, but studying it. And Dennis was stressing that strongly this morning about studying the Bible. Not just reading, but studying the Bible. Slow down, and all that is really wanting to walk as a child of God, get yourself a good Bible dictionary and a book of concordance, because that will give you the meaning of a lot of words that as you read, you might not know exactly they mean. You see, we're telling you this morning and giving you an example that I give to you quite often about the word suffer. That word has a lot of meanings to it, but it also means allow or permit. And all of you know where I use that, so I'm not going to get into that right now. But he'll tell you, I do not allow or permit. Because he'll use, I do not suffer. Which is his way, telling you, I don't allow this, nor permit it. We need to pay more attention to God's word, unless other things of this world after. And if we'll do that, we'll be able to make heaven our home. And we will be ready to meet the Lord if he comes for his church before. But you see, everyone who will hear this message, I want you to remember this. Jesus is coming for you. He may come for you as an individual before he comes for the church. And he may come to the church before the individual. So whichever way, you need to be ready. Because if you're not ready, you're not going to make heaven your home. You're going to wind up in that lake of fire that will burn forever, and the worm never dies, and no way out, ever. What pain, what torment that will be. Listen to me. The Lord loves you. He has made a way for you to make heaven your home. He doesn't want anyone lost. But he knows that there's going to be more lost than saved. We're told that in his word. But that's not his wish. But you're not a robot. And he gave you a choice. You can choose to walk with him and serve him, or you can choose to go the ways of this world and follow Satan. Your choice. So don't blame him. He has gave you and I his word how to live, to make heaven our home. We have no excuse whatsoever other than we will not go to church and we will not go to a church that is teaching the truth of God's word. They're teaching contrary. A lot of them. In fact, most today, they have fallen so far and grown so weak and so far off base that most of the teaching is contrary to God's word. Bringing things into the church that should never have been allowed to pass the door. And they're holding to it. There's a lot of examples of it. I'm not going to get into it this evening. But maybe with the next service, you'll be seeing some of those. But the Lord loves you. It don't matter whether you're his or not right now. He still loves you. He still wants to see you saved. He wants to see you keeping his word. And I love you. I want to see you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to see you fulfill that plan of salvation according to Acts 2:38. And walk, start walking in the word of Almighty God and living by the Holy Spirit to make heaven your home. That's why I teach. I don't do it for monetary reasons. You see, I don't teach for money. But I never could figure out how I could charge God for what he has given to me. But he takes care of me. And he'll take care of you. He'll see to your needs. He may not see to every want you have, because a lot of wants that we have wouldn't be good for us if we had it. And he's not going to give us anything that's not good for us. All good things are going to come from him. Remember that. All right. Now remember to walk with him through the rest of this week and then through next week to Thursday evening when once again we can come together in God's word. But let's make it 6 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock. We went to five because we had some coming to the service that couldn't do good driving after dark. But now the days are longer. And we can go back. The home service is from 6 to 7. So keep that in your mind. Walk with God, and He'll walk with you. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share your word. And Father, I thank you for Blog Talk Radio. And Father, I thank you for YouTube so that we can reach others and reach further. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and to see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we know that the way things are today there, that they have no peace, really. Father, we pray for them to have peace, to turn to you and all. Father, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and work to bring the land of Israel to repentance so that it can become the land for Jesus and for you, Lord. And Father, for this land of ours, a land that was blessed greatly, turned its back, walked so far away, taking Jesus out of every place he was in, and Father, not wanting to go against the things of this world and putting them before you, our government, Father, has become so evil. Father, we pray for your help to remove from office those that are against you, against the Lord Jesus Christ, against your church, and help us to replace it, Father, with those who will work for the church and work for Jesus, and work with us to help us put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for those that have been helped to me in this ministry, Brother Kenny Towers, Brother Dennis Lee, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for Sue and David Branson, for myself, bless them all. Move them all closer stronger in faith and belief, that they will walk in the Spirit, always in your word. In our families, Father, we all have family members that are not walking with the Lord. I ask that the Holy Spirit will work within our families. Help us to turn them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. Keep us safe now, Father. Keep us in health through this week. Bring us all together again in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless everyone.